Hey everybody, welcome to Coco's Chit Chat. Today is my very first episode here on my podcast, and I'd like to welcome everyone with open arms. My name is Chanel Cocolamore-Saraminas, and here on my podcast, I want to focus on fashion, beauty, lifestyle, and LGBTQ issues that we face today. So for today's episode, I wanted to talk about Transgender Day of Visibility. Transgender Day of Visibility was on March 31st, which was about a week ago. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this special day is because I'm a trans woman, and I feel like it is necessary for me to talk about this specific day. Transgender Day of Visibility, for those of you guys who don't know what this day means, it's a day to recognize and acknowledge transgender men and women all across the world, and also to bring recognition to those who have passed away due to brutality or due to discrimination. And this year, we have lost more than 10 people, and each year the numbers get higher and higher, specifically within the African American community. And this needs to stop. We need to put a stop to transgender brutality. And to do that, we need to educate people. We need to bring awareness that we are going to be here for a very long time. Transgender people are not going anywhere. People just need to get comfortable with the situation and need to recognize and realize that they need to respect us as human beings. So for those of you guys who really don't know me, my name is Chanel Cocolamore-Saraminas, and I am a transgender woman. I transitioned about over 10 years ago, and for my experience, I pretty much have been made fun of my entire life, even up until now. But me being an adult, it's not that big of a deal, because I normally just either brush it off or I will confront the situation. And I've been in situations where sometimes I look stupid because I will like yell back at them, but at the end of the day, I'm just trying to defend myself, and I feel like the only person that will have my back is me and my family and my best friends. And I just feel like I'm not gonna be silent, and I feel like pretty much my entire life, all the way up until my transition, I was a silent person. I would never really stand up to the bullies that would make fun of me. And now that I'm an adult and I'm a grown trans woman that is comfortable in my skin and in my body, I am able to fully, like, defend myself. So the interesting part about being a transgender person is that a lot of people don't understand what we have to go through, because if you're not a transgender person, you pretty much won't know like what we have to go through on a day-to-day basis. So most transgender people, not only do they have to go through like a physical change, but also like an emotional and mental change as well. And with that being said, a lot of transgender people don't have that same support system that I have. Like, my mom and dad fully support me 100%, and I have an amazing fiance that supports me as well. And unfortunately, a lot of transgender people don't have that same support. And so here on my podcast, I'm definitely going to talk about different options for people to go and seek help. Like, for transgender people, go ahead and Google like different transgender facilities, because there are facilities that are support groups for transgender people that they can go to. And also for people who are not aware of what transgender people are and represent, you guys can go ahead and get more information so that you can be more aware of what's going on in this world. Also, another thing that really is important is that the children who are transitioning, they need to understand that they will go through a lot of battles with their classmates, and they just need to know that they're not doing this they're not going through their transition by themselves. Hopefully they have their family members to guide them through their transition. But most importantly, hopefully they're able to find other trans people that can help them through their journey So, on March 31st, I decided to post something on Facebook, and I posted a picture of me when I was a boy, and I posted a picture of me when I was, you know, already fully transitioned, and I pretty much just talked about my journey from being, you know, this little scared boy to now being a fully grown trans woman, and just the journey that I had to go through. And I'm just hoping that my story can help other little boys and girls that are going through the same situation that I went through when I was little. Because I feel like when I was a little boy, I didn't really have a lot of trans sisters or trans people that I could really look up to or even confide in. And so I'm just hoping that by me speaking out, that I can help other young boys and girls who might be feeling the same way that I felt when I was that little boy, to come out and to seek information and to have open and honest conversations with their parents or family members so that they can be happier. So, I'm just super excited to start this podcast, and I am excited to get everyone's feedback. So, moving on with the conversation. I think I was about 3 when my mom said that they noticed that I was like wearing girl clothes and I would steal my auntie's makeup and hair and hair accessories and clothing, and they would blame each other, but it was their young little nephew that had everything on, from makeup to heels to clothes. And so from that young age, I think I already knew, like, I didn't know, you know, that I was trans, but I definitely knew that I was different. And so when I entered elementary school, I think people noticed that I was very feminine, and I started getting made fun of when I was like in the third grade, and that's when I started to realize that I was so different from like your average little boy. And so most of my best friends were girls, and I just felt out of place. I felt like I wasn't like your typical boy, and a part of me wished that I was a typical like boy and played with the boys, but I'm very grateful and thankful for meeting like strong, amazing girls that I was able to confide in. And I'm still best friends with like 7 of the girls that I've met throughout my life. So I'm very, very, very grateful. But so I transitioned after high school, and I think that I always knew that I wanted to transition because I was just different and I just wanted to be a girl, but I was scared to be open and honest about that because the high school that I went to, they weren't really accepting. They weren't really nice to me even when I was a boy. So I was kind of scared to come out as a transgender woman because I didn't know how people were going to react. But I came out when I was in college in Utah, and then I finally told my mom that I was going to transition, and I started my journey. And everyone's transition is different because it is very costly, and so you start off with hormones and you talk to a doctor. And so I did my hormones, and I ended up getting my name changed, my gender changed legally on my birth certificate. And you know, it takes time, it takes a lot of work. You have to be on hormones for a certain period of time, and you have to talk to a therapist, and they need to make sure that you're ready to make that change. And they also have to diagnose you with gender dysphoria. And gender dysphoria pretty much is when you were born, so you're genetically born in one gender, but you feel like you should have been born in the opposite gender that you were given. So I was born male, and pretty much my entire life I felt like I should have been born in a female's body, and vice versa. So I think a lot of people have the misperceptions that transgender people are drag queens, and there is a big difference. Drag queens are performers that pretty much after they're done performing, they get out of their drag and they're men. Transgender women, we go on hormones, we get breast augmentation, we get our butts, then we physically change and we go on hormones. So there's a huge difference. Also, I think that people need to know that being a drag queen is a form of art, and there are a lot of transgender women out there that do drag, because I know I do drag, but we just don't get the same recognition as, like, you know, drag queens. But a lot of transgender girls that are drag performers, they started off as a boy performing, and then they transition throughout their career being a drag queen. And so it's interesting because, you know, a lot of people don't think that we're drag queen performers, but we are. Drag queen is a form of art. Being a trans woman is, you know, your gender and what you define yourself as outside of drag. But anyone can do drag. Even girls can too. So it's like an art installation, because when you do all your makeup, you get all glammed and you perform, that's like a different persona in itself. And then when you get out of drag, you know, the only difference between a trans person and a boy doing drag is that a boy, you know, won't have like breasts or won't have some of the body parts that a trans person has. And then, so also going back to Transgender Day of Visibility, I think that it's a good thing to have, because we need to remember those who have fought throughout the years for our rights as transgender individuals. There have been so many transgender brothers and sisters that have fought for our rights, and they are the reason why we're actually moving forward with so many different changes. We still have a long way to go, but we will definitely fight through a lot of the other issues that we do have. And since Donald Trump has been the president, we've been having to fight even more, because there are still states that have issues with us going into the girls' bathroom. And I just find it really hard for me to go into a boys' bathroom looking the way I do. I mean, it's just like we all have to go to the bathroom. And I feel like if people just respect us as being the woman that we are, then we shouldn't have any issues. However, I do agree that there are some girls that say that they're transgender, but they don't take the necessary steps to transition. And some people would argue with this. I know that transitioning is not only about the physical changes, but if you are saying that you're a transgender woman, I feel like you should be taking the necessary steps to transition. Some people would argue that, and some people would say, just by identifying as a transgender person, you should be able to go into the girls' bathroom. But I disagree, because if a girl is going in there, she has a full mustache, and she obviously looks like a full-blown man, like, I would be uncomfortable too. So, and that's just my stance on that. You can, like, when I first started my transition, I wasn't, like, going into the girls' bathroom. I started going to the girls' bathroom when I was more passable. And so, I think that people sometimes get us mixed up with being cross-dressers, because some of the cases that have happened in here in America have been cases where, like, there was a case where, I think a cross-dresser, he was, like, in his mid-40s or mid-50s, and he went into a bathroom at a Planet Fitness gym, and the lady was uncomfortable. Of course you're going to be uncomfortable. If he looks like a full-blown man, I would be uncomfortable too. Now, some people would argue that if he identifies as a transgender woman, that should be enough for him to go into the girls' bathroom. I disagree, because when I first started my transition, I didn't say, oh my gosh, I'm going to go into the girls' bathroom. I identify as a girl. No, if I look like a man still, I'm going to go into the boys' bathroom. But it's like, at one point in your transition, when you continue to take the hormones, you're going to look more like a woman, period. Because it feminizes your skin. It makes you look more of like a woman. So, of course, I'm going to go into the girls' bathroom. But if I was to still look like a man, I would just go into the boys' bathroom. So, that's another, I guess, another discussion that a lot of people, you know, need to be, they need, I think we need to have more open conversations about that, because some people disagree. But I don't know, I would feel uncomfortable if a man came in with a full beard. If you are saying that you're a trans woman, then you should take the necessary steps to transition, period. And it's one thing for you to say that you're transitioning, but it's another for you to actually go through the transition and take hormones. So it's not fair for everyone else that is taking hormones, taking the necessary steps to transition. So, yeah, March 31st is always an amazing day for the trans community, for the LGBTQ community as well. But most importantly, for people to tell their stories of being transgender. I think we don't have enough people telling their stories. Some people are scared to tell their stories, and it takes a very brave person to come out and tell their stories. I'm fortunate enough to not come from a family that has disowned me, but I know a lot of boys and girls do have that situation. And to those of you who don't have that same acceptance that I have, I am praying for you guys, and I hope that one day your parents and family members and loved ones will see that you're a human being just like them, and that God made you the way you are, and that you're perfectly fine. It's just that your journey is different from everyone else's. Everyone has a different journey. Your journey is to be who you want to be the authentic self that you know you're supposed to be in your heart. And for those little boys and girls who could possibly be listening to my podcast, if you feel like you are different, if you feel like you've been born in the wrong body, it's normal. You know, I felt like that at one point. And you need to talk to your parents and make them understand that the thoughts that you're having is not a phase. It's not going to go away. The percentage of people transitioning and then trying to transition back is very, very small. Less than 1%. So if you are wanting to transition, it's most likely that, you know, you're supposed to, that you have to. And to those who are part of the support system, like parents and family members, like my mom and my dad, like, I just want to thank everybody for being good supporters, for understanding, and for empathizing and sympathizing with the person who is a transgender individual. It's not easy on both parts. And once again, I'm just very grateful that I have an amazing support system. And so with that being said, at this time, I'd like to dedicate this first podcast episode to all the transgender girls and boys, men and women out there. You boys and girls and men and women are super brave to be yourselves. To be openly transgender is very difficult. And also, I want to dedicate this episode to all of the supporters, my mom, my dad, my brother, my sisters, everybody in my family, my fiance. Without the supporters, we wouldn't be here standing strong as a transgender community. Okay, so until next time, I am looking forward to producing more podcasts. And until next time, bye.